You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We mark Pride Month during June of each year. Today, we hear from a doctor and a patient who spoke with StoryCorps when the organization came to Carbondale last year to speak with Southern Illinoisans about their lives. Neither Chip Lowry nor Mateen Nexzad are originally from Southern Illinois, though they both call it home now. Lowry moved here as a child. Nexzad came with his wife to the United States after fleeing Afghanistan during the Soviet invasion in the 1980s. Nexzad works for Shawnee Healthcare. He's Lowry's doctor and one of the few in the area to treat transgender patients.
I had a bad experience with a therapist. So I ended up having to drive the 5 hours to Chicago to go to a doctor because there really wasn't anything in the area. But I was like, this isn't right. We can't have this. So we have to work with doctors around here to make sure that there's trans folks that can get healthcare. So yeah, I was really excited whenever I met you, and you were like, "Yeah, we can do that. This is not a problem."
The physician that was in the clinic before me, he was caring for transgender people, and I knew that he was. So when he retired, they approached me and administration that, and they were wondering if I want to do this. I said, "Well, I'd love to do it, but I have no idea what I'm doing. So I need education." So but luckily, I found really good conferences and, of course, found a lot of guidelines on the net that I attended and got the education that I need. But I was really, really surprised when I met transgender folks and realized what they have gone through. It's just... It was an eye-opener, and it was just unbelievable. People cry and say, well, we have been waiting for this for years. Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That part, I had no idea that I'm going to encounter. Yeah. And it's the amount of... another thing that I was not aware of, the amount of discrimination and... that you guys experience in medical field.
When Dr. Wachter was at the clinic, and he was really the only person in the area that would treat trans folks, when I got that letter in the mail saying, oh, I'm retiring, I was like, oh, my stomach dropped. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't continue to make these five-hour trips to Chicago for just primary care, that's not feasible for me.
When we go to the conference, they usually have a panel of transgender people, different ages. They ask them to give the medical providers an idea of what they have gone through. And the stories that you hear is, I fell, dislocated my shoulder, went to the emergency room, and they forget about my shoulder. They concentrate on my hormones, on my gender identity, and ask me questions. Yeah. People come and go out of the room, and my shoulder is hurting. I am crying. Can something be done about my shoulder? And they are like, okay, when did you start hormone? What kind of surgery have you had? As absolutely unrelated. I'm not here for that.
Yeah, we call that transgender broken arm syndrome, where you go in and you've got a broken arm, but they only want to treat that gender aspect of oneself.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm absolutely aware of that. That's a very common experience. How long have I been visiting you?
I think maybe I've been doing this for close to 2 years, so maybe a year and a half or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's probably around that. Because before that, I was with Dr. Wachter.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys at Shawnee get these people with such passion, because you really do. You guys are so lucky in that sense.
Yeah. For the last few years, I realized that I needed to do something different than I have been doing for a while. So people who have been stigmatized, I really, really passionate to work with them. And those two areas, the LGBT community and the weight, people who suffer from weight problems, Those are my real passions that I'm concentrating on right now.
I love it.
That's Dr. Mateen Nekzad talking with his patient, Chris Lowry. This story was produced by Steph Whiteside with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. You can find more about StoryCorps at StoryCorps.org. And you can find more on our website as well, WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.